Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and joining me today we have Penny Somar and Dave Hoke and Dr. Randy Flack with the Committee for the Knoxville Performing Arts, talking about some exciting things coming up. We've got some exciting stuff, don't we, Penny?
We really do. We'll get into that a little bit, but I think, first of all, to start this out, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank the Knoxville School Board and the members of the Building Committee that just did a terrific job in planning this facility. The seating capacity is going to allow us to have some really primetime events there with some pretty big and significant performers. So thank you to them. That makes our job a whole lot easier and a lot more exciting for the community. We have a great committee, and I would like to introduce those people. Jackie Duffy, who's been extremely involved in this project from the beginning, Dr. Randy Flack, David Hoke, Dr. Bob Leonard, Mary Lane, Megan Phillips, and myself. It's a great group of people. We've had a great time just discussing and trying to decide on what we're going to do there in the future. I think everybody will be really happy with what we have to come.
And Dr. Flack, can you kind of explain how this came to be or how this series came to be?
Well, from the very beginning, I think there was some excitement about the potential for the Performing Arts Center. When we contracted Simon Estes last winter, Paul Ferrone, who is his manager, was very involved with getting us all scheduled, worked closely with Jackie Duffy and Megan Phillips to get this arranged. The night of the performance, Paul mentioned that he would be more than happy to work with us to help us develop some kind of a concert series for the Performing Arts Center. He was just thrilled and very impressed with the facility. So we decided, because of Paul's extensive background in securing high-quality acts for others around the state and around the country, that we would like to work with him. And Paul has been, I guess you could say, almost the driving force, or at least very instrumental in helping us secure some very, very talented acts for this coming concert series.
And David, what's the plan?
Well, we're tickled to be able to start our concert series. This fall in October will be our first event. We've got four scheduled that will be periodic through the winter and complete next spring. We also are going to have a kickoff event here in the near future to announce those acts. So instead of sharing with you today, we're going to have a special event that will introduce all of our opening concert series acts, and so the community can come and see little video clips of them and be able to buy season tickets and a host of other things at that event.
Okay, so kind of a sneak peek
exactly.
at the surprise
exactly.
reveal.
Yeah, and that's going to be a lot. We'll have a lot of fun with that because each of these opening acts has a lot to tell. So we'll have a very nice opportunity to share that with the community and those that are interested. And I'd also like the opportunity to thank. We've had a couple of our contributors that were excited about having a professional concert series. One of them happens to be Weiler, and they've been very helpful and supportive from a contributor standpoint, too.
Oh, okay. Very good. Any idea yet what the date is for the reception?
Not yet. Our committee's been spoke about that at our most recent meeting, and we'll identify a date here in the near future and release that to the radio station and to the public.
Okay. And, of course, we'll be there. Is there anything else that the three of you would like for the listeners to know at this point?
Well, one thing I might share is Dr. Flack mentioned the concert we had with Simon Estes last winter. The feedback that this committee got from those who attended that concert was so fantastic. And I think that was a lot of the energy for our group to be very optimistic and energized to continue that type of quality entertainment in Knoxville. So from a patron standpoint, we're thankful to those that attended that because it put a lot of gas in the engine to keep moving forward.
All right. Great. Well, we'll be there. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Penny Somar, Dave Hoke, and Dr. Randy Flack with the Committee for the Knoxville Performing Arts for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.